This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Your best inflation hedge is a cash-flowing business of your own. Get your free report by visiting BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the efforts to contain Ebola are in a complete state of chaos. That's the headline on Infowars.com. And right under that, the New York Times says the CDC says their computer models show between 500 and 50,000 on the low end getting it in the next 4 months, and 1.4 million on the high end. Top German virologist said 2 weeks ago, 5 million by year's end. I don't know, but this certainly has got to be 20, 30, 40 times bigger than any other outbreak ever. This is just getting absolutely crazy. Oh, boy. And if you're a radio listener, we're putting everything we say up on screen for TV viewers. Free streams at Infowars.com/show. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Oklahoma. John, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, Alex, good to hear you on the air on local program now for a change.
Yeah, I should have plugged that. You're listening on 1640 AM KZLS. And I should have asked, do they carry this little five-minute No Man's Land segment?
Yeah, it's got some good guests like yourself on there, you know.
That's awesome.
Look, boy, where do I start? I was uncertain about the situation in Syria until I heard from a war correspondent who said that the Christians were actively backing the Syrian government. And I said, wow, you know, these people only can find some kind of protection and justice under a secular government, which unfortunately our president is trying to destroy all the secular governments in the Middle East, starting with Libya and then
Egypt
and now Syria, and replace those with the fundamentalist radical murdering type people that are running this.
They really are crazed-eyed head choppers.
Yeah, I just don't understand it. Now we're going to what? Continue to give arms to the rebels in the Syria conflict? You know what we should be doing is backing away and start arming the Christians in the Middle East. And let them defend.
I agree. We should arm whoever is being attacked and whoever the underdog is. And that's what America used to do. I mean, it is so immoral to be in there trying to overthrow Assad when he had been trying to democratize and work with us. And I'm not saying he's an angel. He was a good guy compared to Gaddafi. And then Gaddafi was a good guy compared to Al-Qaeda. I mean, why would our government try to overthrow Egypt, too? Why do they want to put these people in charge?
Yeah, well, you know, life is cheap in the Middle East. You can have somebody killed for $200. You can buy somebody's teenage daughter for $500. So these people live on a whole different paradigm than we do. You know, they just don't respect life in the Middle East for the most part. Also, I'm reading a book currently by, what's his name? The Minnesota ex-governor. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, Ventura.
What? Ventura, yeah, Jesse Ventura. American conspiracies. And it's absolutely got my hair standing on end in my back of my head because the CIA, ever since its creation, has been involved within this country in numerous conspiracies. The JFK assassination, the Martin Luther King assassination, the Malcolm X assassination, any number of other activities that are nefarious, that are against the law. The CIA has got blood on their hands all the way up to their elbows on this.
No, that's right. And then they tried to assassinate Ventura's character with the made-up Chris Kyle thing that he said that Ventura was glad Seals died and knocked him out. So Ventura sued him and said, where's your witnesses? And he didn't have any, and he lost the jury trial. And then people said, oh, how dare you sue a widow because Kyle got killed. It was an insurance policy with News Corp. I mean, what was Ventura supposed to do? He didn't do that. That was a lie. And so By the way, Jesse was on about a month ago, and he said he wanted to come back on in September. I forgot to get him back on. We'll see if we can still get him back on before he turns around and goes down to Mexico for the winter. I don't blame him wanting to get out of those Minnesota winters. Thank you so much, John. Yeah, it's exciting to have 1640 in Oklahoma City. Folks need to spread the word about that station and sponsor it. That is key.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind.
Well, political prisoner, best-selling author, second biggest documentary filmmaker in world history, Dinesh D'Souza, frequent guest on this broadcast, has been sentenced to 8 months in community confinement center. That's like a locked-up apartment complex with a bunch of drug addicts and other people. That sounds worse than prison in some ways. Man, I've gone and done volunteer work at some of those places, and it's bad. Because then the criminals can come and go. A $30,000 fine and therapeutic counseling, brainwashing, about how evil it was that he got four of his friends together to give money to a Senate candidate that he'd been friends with in college. That's like you take one sip of beer and they pull you over and fine you $100,000 or lock you up in prison. And then the Democrats get caught with a blood alcohol 15 times the legal limit that'll kill most people, with 18 bottles of Jack Daniels spilt all over the vehicle, just rolling around vomiting everywhere, and they don't get in trouble. Like Rosemary Lindbergh, the DA here in Travis County. It's just unbelievable how this happened. And if they did this to Michael Moore, who I don't even politically like, I would be against it and worried. I mean, they are politically looking for any petty thing with this Justice Department to go after people. And D'Souza went ahead and pled guilty and said, yeah, I guess I should have done this better. I should have formed a political pact and got my friends to give, but it was like $30,000. Look at the IRS going after the Tea Party, all of it. And MSNBC cheerleads it and says, yeah, they're racist, shut them down. It's so creepy. Therapeutic counseling. That's like whenever they tried to put Tom DeLay in jail in Texas for a legal pack. Took him 5 years to beat it, but he beat it. It was all fake. And I'm not even defending Tom DeLay, a mainline Republican warmonger globalist, but he's not anti-gun. He wasn't pro-abortion, so he was seen as an enemy by these people. And so that is all about a chilling effect. Tom DeLay's conviction overturned by Texas court. You know what? It sure kicked him out of Congress. See, they don't want you to make a libertarian film or write a book. They don't want you to have a conservative PAC to get people elected to Congress. They're going to come after you, and they're going to get a grand jury that would indict a ham sandwich to do it. They'll do whatever dirty trick they need to. They are a clear and present danger. Look at this article. Barack Obama on ISIS combat. This is not America's fight alone. They got the French and others involved just randomly bombing a few pieces of equipment. It's fake. And then, quote, giving $500 million to the good rebels, that is al-Qaeda. And John Boehner, the guy that's for open borders and Obamacare, he funded that last week, says that ISIS or ISIL is a direct threat to the safety and security of the United States and our allies, Republican House Speaker John Boehner said in a statement after Obama's Tuesday morning remarks on the situation. Quote, I support the airstrikes launched by President, understanding this is just one part, one step in what must be a larger effort to destroy and defeat this terrorist organization. I wish our men and women in uniform Godspeed as they carry out this fight. You mean piloting the drones? And, of course, the White House picks the targets. Did you hear that last week? We will work with you, Obama, and we will attack you when you need us so you can take your liberties. But you will never strike any of our real people. And we may put some units of idiots out on the desert top and let you know where they be. But it is preferential you not even kill them. And I've watched all these videos. There'll be no one around the vehicles, no heat signatures. It looked like some old Toyota truck. And they're like, yeah, we're bombing them. Fake, 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 on record. That's what's crazy. We're going to give them $500 million on top of the billions because they're the good rebels. There are no good rebels. The Pentagon has said that. The Pentagon doesn't like this. General Dempsey was hopping mad in there last week. And they're like, nobody, there's no Arab allies. None of our allies give them weapons, right, General? And he goes, no, our allies do give them weapons. Our weapons. We give weapons to Saudi Arabia, they give it to them. Totally staged. And are we sophisticated enough to get it? I don't know. I don't know. The answer to this intimidation, the answer to this chilling effect, the answer to the NSA with a fine-tooth comb going over everything anybody who's got an American flag in their yard's doing. Literally, that's what they say the enemy. Veterans being harassed, conservatives, gun owners, pro-lifers, Christians. The answer to their conquest of our free speech is to double down and become even more aggressive and to speak out and not let the chilling effect work. Because if the chilling effect they're trying to push works, it's all over. It's that simple. And the good news is the chilling effect has not been working. Every metric shows that the Democrats have about a 25% approval rating. Congress has a 7% overall. Obama's got like a 30%. They're all just a big giant joke, and people see through it, and it's not working. Seth, we don't need the cowards that get scared of this and think climbing under a rock's going to keep them safe. The real men start standing up, the real women start standing up when the real tyranny manifests itself. People aren't really scared. They've been lazy. They haven't been sure. Now that it's gotten so obvious, talk about a clear and present danger. Our government, Boner, his real name, why not just pronounce it? Be like if I said, my name is not Jones, it is Jonans or something. It was literally, he had a whole campaign when he first ran for Congress where they would say on TV, I ought to find the clips for the money. He goes, it's not Boner, it's Boehner. They would have this, these radio ads too. That's what I saw was a radio ad put to YouTube years ago. But I mean, be proud of your German name, bro. It just means like Bonner, but it's Boner. Now, continuing here, the real elite are just people like us on average. Most of them aren't total criminals, but they're part of the criminal combine because they've got to work with it just to get along. And one of those is Peter Thiel, who helped create a lot of the revolutionary things we see out there today in online commerce, PayPal. The billionaire tech entrepreneur is on a mission to cheat death. And Democrats attack him a lot and say he's the only example of a conspiracy, so they can throw it back on libertarians. But he does give money to pro-gun groups, and he does give money to libertarian groups and people like Rand Paul. He also goes to Bilderberg. But the co-founder of PayPal and likely the most successful venture capitalist in Silicon Valley is on a mission to change the world through technology and find a cure for death. And then the Telegraph describes their hour-long interview with him where he talks about transcendence and humans merging with machines. You ought to go read the article. Now, I quoted people like Thiel, Kurzweil, and others, but went deep into the documents in my seminal film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available free online. You can buy the DVD as well at InfoWarsStore.com if you want to have it hard copied. And this is just a small part of the film where we get into this. But when you understand this, you understand how the entire game plan operates and how it really works. That's why they want world government. That's why they want to shut down individual liberty. It's so the elite has access to all this without you sharing it. Because if the general public ever gets all this, it'll blast all their monopolies. So they want to keep their monopolies in place while being able to have a breakaway civilization. I'm going to skip this network break. While they have a breakaway civilization that we're not even aware of that hides behind corporate slash national slash global security. And that's their words, not mine. Well, here's the deal. I'm not going to go join them and work with them hoping that I get entree into this system. That's bad mojo, bad karma. I'm not a Buddhist, but you know the term, or Hindu. We call it reap what you sow when we're Christians. My God-fearing antennae go bang. They don't like it when I think about joining with Sauron so that I supposedly get some power and I can live longer and my kids can. No, the answer is expose the rabbit trick, expose the whole paradigm, justice be done, may the heavens fall, and let people know the real inequity is in technology and information, and that a super class is formed and is preparing to literally escape to an Elysium-type system, what they have helped create. So I want to force them to be culpable. I want to force them to be in the crosshairs politically. I want to force them to understand the public knows the secret. The public knows the trick. The public knows the game. So they can't get away with it. So they reverse this plan of global depopulation and exterminism. Let the clean technologies come out. Let the real education systems come out that can empower humanity and stop trying to dumb humanity down so that they can continue to be the elite if they will just share the technology and the information and not try to exterminate everybody. And there are enough good members of the elite that are already guilty about what they've done and already know it's immoral and already don't trust the technocrats above them and know they're going to end up getting cheated as well who want the same thing. So we'll only corner them if we say no quarter. If we say no quarter, we're going to come for you, you're going to be tried, you're going to go to prison, they'll fight to the end, might blow the earth up doing it. If we have a velvet revolution of understanding and I don't want to use the word seduce because that has wicked connotations, but talk to the elite and talk to their subordinates and really have a serious discussion with them, we've got a chance to have a lot of them defect back to sanity and have a real debate about all this and try to fix it. But I got to get the public first to want to have a real debate about all this. I mean, you got to decide that fantasy football is not the only thing in the universe. You got to decide that, you know what, Alex Jones knows what he's talking about, because when I came out and put this film out, the system got really upset because it really told their whole game plan. And now other people could know their game plan. We have a whole online bibliography. What is theendgame.com? I haven't looked at that site in years. Is that even still up? What is theendgame.com? Every second of that film has an online bibliography showing the proof, showing the news clipping, showing the documentation. And they said, Jones is crazy. He believes they want to create a world government for life extension. Merge with machines and exterminate the vast majority of the population. Well, that's what the plan is. And Bill Joy wrote about it and warned people 14 years ago in his in Wired magazine. He said, I went to an elite meeting with 200 top tech owners, and the whole discussion was, do we just kill everybody now or let them play video games? And the answer was, it's immoral to let them just play video games. We're going to drop the hammer. You see the robots getting ready to replace you. You see the paramilitary police getting ready. That's in the first phase. Make sure you don't try to squirm. Then they'll be dealt with later. A lot of folks say, hey, we know this is coming. You can't stop it. I'm going to try to have a good time while this all happens. Well, I'd go buy prison stock, and I'd go buy robot stock, and I would endorse Lucifer on air if I was you out there, folks, if you want to sell out and just accept all this and throw yourself at the feet of the world system. You will be destroyed, and you'll lose your soul in the process, but hey, does that really matter? If there's a free iPhone implant or something in it, maybe that's the way to go, okay? But don't cop out and be a coward and point your finger at me and say, that's the nut, that's the kook, that's the crazy guy. You bet I've yelled and screamed to get your attention. It's frustration 3-4 hours a day on air. I'm sick of it. I know it's real. Believe me, it ain't fun dealing with these people and their mind games and their dirty tricks and all the rest of it. And I don't even hate their minions. They're just mindless little program dummies who are like children. Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do, to quote Christ. Let me tell you something. You sell out to this, you sold yourself out. And people better make a decision which side they're on now. Because notice it's getting clear. Everything's getting very clear. That's what God always does historically before a world is judged, before a nation, before a region, before a people, before a culture, before a city, before a family, before a man, before a woman, before a child is judged. It all is manifest and shown to be clear so you don't have any denial. And God will show you again and again and again. And then finally the hammer will drop. And all the begging and all the pleading and all the screaming and all the crying because you have no memory of it. The Germans have a memory. They don't like these wars. 20 million dead Germans. 20 million, same number, dead Russians. Think they like war? We only lost 400,000 people in World War II. We don't have a real memory of it. Putin talked about his speech. He said, we have nuclear weapons a month ago. He said, Russians have a memory. He said, a racial memory of being invaded and attacked over and over again. Over and over again. I just find Napoleon and Hitler. And see, Americans don't really have that racial memory. We've been given the false racial memory with sages like Mr. Maddow and that other guy, the Reverend Sharpton up there with fifth grade level race baiting, divide and conquer. I mean, those people all know what they're doing. Get that straight. They're up there soullessly reading off teleprompters trying to screw America up. I mean, can you imagine? You can put a gun to my head and say, be like Rachel Maddow, you're dead. Well, go ahead and pull the trigger. I'm not selling out. And it's not a hard decision. There's no coming back from this, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to this clip from Endgame. Here it is.
eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit has now metastasized into the fields of genetics, nanotech, and robotics. But that's not surprising. From their inception, all three disciplines have been dominated by eugenicists. The billionaire founder of Sun Microsystems, Bill Joy, courageously went public in 2000 to warn of a cancerous consensus among the technocratic elite that at best humanity would be completely enslaved by the year 2030, and at worst, mass extermination of everyone but the elite would take place. A who's who of the techno-elite are members of what is known as the transhumanist or post-humanist movement. Many of its adherents see only the beneficial aspects of technology's exponential rise, like bringing sight to the blind, sound to the deaf, and longer life for all. But what many of them don't know is that master eugenicist Julian Huxley founded transhumanism, and that society's controllers openly admit that the new system is designed to progress into absolute tyranny. Leading transhumanist Ray Kurzweil boasts that technological advancements will allow those that can afford it to live forever, but admits that most won't be able to keep up with the new master race. The drive for world government is now all about who will control and have access to radical life extension systems.
Biological evolution is too slow for the human species. Over the next few decades, it's going to be left in the dust.
Transhumanists believe that they will attain the fountain of youth by merging with technology. Now, it may be within their reach. Decades ago, transhumanists said that if you did not accept augmentation or enhancements, you would no longer be able to get jobs. And now it's happening today.
The elite who occupy the commanding heights of digital reality are suicidal nihilists. Suicidal nihilists know that there is no longer any substantive purpose to their willing, but they would always prefer to go on willing than not to act at all. They can very happily ally themselves with a notion of nuclear holocaust or perfect exterminism.
Technology has become so powerful in its capacity for destruction that free humanity cannot afford to let psychopathic technocrats with delusions of grandeur repeat the mistakes of their forebears, because it is highly probable that this time they may destroy everything, including themselves in their mad rush for godhood. In this film, we have chronicled the Overlord's bloody orgy of experimentation, which already claimed the lives of more than 150 million people in the 20th century. And now, they are promising to deliver an invincible tyranny that will dwarf their past exploits. In the days of World War II, there were sovereign nations and armies to stand against Hitler's final solution. Once world government is in place, no one will be able to stop the New World Order's plans for global population reduction. For those immune to psychological programming, hundreds of FEMA camps have already been built throughout the United States. In their quest for population reduction, no method is off the table. These dark builders intend to release a string of man-made bioweapons plagues, each one worse than the last, while at the same time expanding the police state to enforce an orderly extermination of the population, all in the name of fighting invisible terrorists. And the Georgia Guidestones stand today as a cold testament to the elite's sacred mission. To have a two-class system where the underclass are forced to live as slaves in tiny enclosed cities, while the elite enjoy the land of the earth, evolve into superhumans with the aid of advanced implantable technologies, live eternal lives, and travel throughout the cosmos. This is the promise given to the inner members of the New World Order. and the agenda of the Bilderberg Group.
Now, we get into more proof in the film and show Dr. Pianca talking about airborne Ebola and things like that. That's a three-hour film. That gives you an idea right there. And here's Peter Thiel on the Telegraph saying their plan is to bring in a system for eternal life for the elite. So, there you go. We've got a special guest joining us, some other special reports coming up as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment, so different and so new, but like any other, until I kiss you.
Website. Lionel is a legal analyst, former prosecutor, and commentator on New York's Heritage Pix 11 News. He's also a syndicated talk show host, stand-up comic, and he joins us here to break down a whole host of issues today. But first off, Obama's supposed to get authorization from Congress for military strikes. Obviously, if nuclear missiles get launched or something, he's allowed to respond. There's an imminent threat. Well, they're saying that ISIS is an imminent threat, but the West funded it, created it, and now says they're going to give the non-radical arm of it more money while bombing inside Syria without their authorization, the very rebel group they helped fund. So as a former prosecutor, I thought I'd get his take on that, on Obama's other executive actions. And I know that when we talked about getting Lionel on a week ago, he wanted to talk about SSRIs, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, other psychotropics. Turns out that the White House fence jumper was on these, prescribed by the U.S. military and the VA. Very, very interesting on that front as well. His Skype just dropped, so we're going to reconnect with him and go back to him in a moment. And then I'll do a little bit of overdrive to talk to Eric, who's been holding so long, and Terrence, and probably another Eric. There's two Erics. Or maybe we'll take some of these calls while Lionel's on. Just have a quick question, because I want to mix some calls in as well. Please don't forget that this entire broadcast is listener-supported. And when you buy the books, the videos, the high-quality Made in America T-shirts, ball caps, belt buckles that promote liberty, it all is a win-win-win. It funds the operation, helps us get the word out. You get high-quality products. A lot of the products that will wake other people up. It's very, very exciting what we can do by shopping with the good guys. We have the great InfoWarsLife.com products as well. They're all available right now at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can also subscribe to the nightly news, see the nightly news when it first airs or when it's live at 7 o'clock Central. You can see all my films in HD and thousands of other pieces of media, $5.95 a month. And when you get a membership, 11 people can use it simultaneously. So again, ladies and gentlemen, prisonplanet.tv to subscribe there as well. And you see we've hired more reporters. We're building our operation. We've got people covering things in the field. We've got the new studio that I'm going to be broadcasting out of more and more soon. All of this is happening thanks to your support. And it's the same thing you can do by buying organic food. Then it builds a market. Then the price goes down as more competition comes in. And pretty soon you go to the store and everything says it's organic. Because we are changing the world by our actions, by our decisions. Now, going back to Lionel, who we got on the line with us now via video Skype. Lionel, what do you want to tackle first? The president and the unitary executive, or the fence jumpers and the fear the empire has, now talking about checkpoints, miles around the White House. Are we becoming some type of weird Byzantine empire?
Are we becoming? No, we have become. Let me go right back to the first part of the show, Alex, when you were overwhelmed by the stack of information that you had. I could hear it in your voice, and I hear it every day because I never miss a show. Where do I start? Where do I begin to delve in? Where do I start? Here's a question for you. Name one story, one issue, one story, one piece of fact or data that absolutely was reported perfectly by the mainstream media. Go ahead, take all the time you want. Other than fantasy football, the Kardashians, Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson, NFL, aside from that, name one story in your stack that the mainstream media covered, even addressed. Take all the time in the world you want. Answer none. Why is that? Why?
Because the public's so dumbed down, the media's now so dumbed down, and the world's so complex. They have articles in the stack like, we don't know what Obamacare does, and we don't know if it's working, and we don't know what's happened, and we don't know what's happening on the border, and we don't know who we're fighting or who we're funding. It does seem like the disintegration of society.
And I can hear it in your voice. You're saying, why aren't there people banging on your door saying, wait a minute, where's that source? Why aren't people slamming their brakes on their cars saying, I want to know this? Let me talk about something, if you could, and I think you've talked about it before, this notion called hydro-imperialism. Now, one of the greatest I think, gifts that we as sentient human beings and adults can give the world is to let them know something that perhaps maybe they didn't know. And you've got to know this, and I'm sure you do, that whenever the government says something, like Pilger's Law says, never believe anything until it's officially denied.
Yes.
When they say that we're going someplace for a particular reason, that's the cover. So I ask people, why do you think ISIS or ISIL or IS or FSA or al-Nusra Front or AQI or IQA, why are we changing the name? What do you think this is about? It's not about terrorism. In the first wave of imperialism, it was gold. There's gold in them thar hills. Africa, the British, second wave post-industrial, oil made sense. Then the military began to be the Luca Brasi, if you will, of the American oil and petroleum industries and the world. Third wave, rare earth metals, lithium, which, by the way, Saudi Arabia or Afghanistan is the Saudi Arabia of lithium. And then, now, here we go, water. Water. Finite, absolute. Everybody knows, the kids know, that the world is covered by two-thirds of it is covered by water. Well, that's salt water. Okay, if you're a fish. 2% is in ice and glaciers. 1% is available to us. That's potable, drinkable, accessible water.
It will be the future currency.
Absolutely. And, Alex, it's so ingenious when you think about it. Let's go back to Muammar Gaddafi. And you said something, because I listen, Alex. I listen. Maybe I listen too much. I doubt that, but I listen. You said, isn't it funny how we change the names of things? Remember, it was Al-Qaeda. Not anymore. Then ISIS. Not anymore. Now ISIL. Didn't they go back and forth with ISIL, ISIL? It sounds like characters from Yentl. Yentl, ISIL. Like a Jackie Mason routine. Now, Gaddafi. How many ways can you spell Gaddafi? They even did that to us. Mao Zedong, Mao Zedong. Beijing, Beijing, Qatar, Qatar. When Gaddafi was overthrown, right when he was all of a sudden crazy, when he's wearing the Sergeant Pepper outfits, there is the Nubian sandstone aquifer underneath. Right there in Libya, maybe, Alex, maybe, just so happens to be, the largest freshwater aquifer in the world. In the world. He had spent $25 billion to take Libya, which is 95, 96% basically desert, and make it arable, make it usable. Iraq, go back to biblical times, the Fertile Crescent, Tigris and Euphrates, the Garden of Eden. This was water. This is the currency now, in addition to the aforementioned. So when we go to a country and we decide to either invade or liberate or whatever particular parlance you want to use, I'm a lawyer by profession, and you have studied the law as well. You know that when you buy property, you have air rights. There's the old ad coelum doctrine.
And you've got surface and mineral.
Correct. But when you go to a country, and you seize a country, either by invitation or by liberation or whatever particular fiction you use, who owns the water below? Second question, who does the water belong to? Can you take water and put it on tankers like we used to use oil? You know, it gets into interesting issues, Alex. Sometimes when we go to different countries and we will invade or liberate or whatever you want to call it, we find antiquities. Sometimes you can't return to the Babylonians that which was the Babylonians. Water's a different story. So if we go to Iraq or Iran or Syria or wherever, and by the way, let me remind you that why Israel, in its existential fight, existential, something we have not really realized yet, if the Golan Heights were to be either reassumed or taken back or whatever particular parlance you want to use, by Syria, that's 40% of Israel's drinking water. Water is the currency of life. You can't get off of the water standard like we did the gold standard. There's no stopgap measures. It's not subject to speculation. You don't hold back on water. It is who we are. And Alex, hydro-imperialism is yet another subtext, another stratum, another layer to this labyrinth, this calculus that we in the world are involved in. So add that to your stat, and add that to your worries.
Well, and obviously you were alluding to the Great Lakes, where I was reading years ago, and I was in a documentary with Jesse Ventura about it, dealing with the fact that every month hundreds of supertankers come in from China and Japan and load up in the Great Lakes and just leave, and they basically have a UN treaty to just take our water, and now the Great Lakes are going down. The globalists have set the precedent where they just take the water if they want it.
And what's also interesting, Alex, is when you tell somebody this, when you tell somebody and you freak them out, let me tell you the group of people that you're going to meet. First of all, there's a group who say, that's a conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory, we've talked about a million times, means something I don't want to hear, something nefarious, something backward, something back room, something illegal. Conspiracy theory to me means two guilty people conspiring. What we're doing sometimes, we're saying, no, this isn't a conspiracy. This is a fact. There's no conspiracy. That guy that's going into your neighbor's house, stealing his furniture, that's not a conspiracy. That's called burglary or robbery, depending upon the wood. So that word is the blanket for distraction. Second, people hate to be told something they should know. They hate to be told something they should know. And third, they hate when you shatter a myth. Let me give you my new favorite. How many times have you heard that olive, extra virgin olive oil, is great because of this thing called the Mediterranean diet? Wrong! It's fact! It's a con! Yes, so this is just olive oil. We're not even talking about things that really bother. I brought this up the other day at a restaurant. People are running bread through pools of olive oil versus butter. They say, well, it's the Mediterranean diet. I said, it's fact. No, I read, you didn't read. It's a myth that you misunderstood.
It's a jingoism.
Precisely. It's this thing that we are led to believe. I was watching a study the other day on new efforts to go out into the world, Alex, and look for life elsewhere. And I made the statement, why do we look at the life from other dimensions or planets that's landing here? Daily, ask Edgar Mitchell, ask Gordon Cooper, ask astronauts, what are you talking about? That's crazy. It's not crazy. What is sane anymore? I'm asking a very logical question. I don't believe in myth. I don't believe in folklore. I believe in fact. And it must infuriate you every day. Just tell us the truth. Tell the American people and the world that the reason why we and Saudi Arabia and British and English and American intel have concocted this boogeyman, the power of nightmares, as that great BBC documentary said, the reason why we're giving you ISIL and ISIS is in order for you to look at this, be so horrified, using the Hegelian dialectic, to turn to us, beg us, please do something. While we go in and we bomb a country, And by the way, why not ask Assad to basically, because I think he has a bigger beef against ISIS than we do. So I'm every day fighting this battle, as do you, saying I'm looking for the truth. I'm not the enemy. I'm not a truther, a conspiracy person. I'm an American citizen who loves this country, who loves the rule of law, and I just want the truth. And I don't want any more of our brave men and women sent to be the Luca Brasi, the enforcer, for some asset-stripping globalist financier, jackal, or whatever particular phrase you want to call it.
And expanding on that, Lionel's our guest from LionelMedia.com, syndicated radio host, TV host in New York City, and a lawyer, prosecutor in his own right. I saw articles in the New York Times, the London Guardian, just everywhere Newt Gingrich was saying, all these elites were saying the people are mad. They don't buy what we're doing anymore. There's a secessionist stuff going on. It's a crisis of the world order. And that things are breaking down. This weekend I was at a meeting that had a lot of big executives at it. They were all concerned about their families. They were looking at getting out of the country. And these things were high level. So the elite even realized, it's not one monolith, obviously, that things are really screwed up. I don't think the general public, though, realizes it yet. And when the bottom falls out of this untenable carrying capacity, whatever you want to call it, that we've reached, it is a time bomb. I mean, in your gut, what do you think is going to happen to civilization?
Well, I think what's going to happen is that you will see a complete, first a devolution and then an ultimate destruction. How long that takes, you know, is anybody's guess. The thing that I am amazed by, Alex, is I'm in New York City right now. And downtown, we had a group of people who I think deep down inside, really, truly wanted to do something. And, you know, Alex, anytime somebody gets off their duff and goes out in the street, whether it's a party and whether they trash the place and don't clean up is another story. But whenever somebody stops tweeting or liking or posting or whatever, I'm heartened by that. And I wanted to go and ask these people, do you realize the con that you are being a part of? Just like people who believe, and no, nobody's suggesting that ISIS or ISIL is nothing to worry about.
You're talking about the big global warming march that just happened and they trashed everything?
Exactly. If I see a picture of that polar bear on an ice cube that was an iceberg, if I see that one more time, and I try to explain to somebody, do you understand that what is happening is that the people involved, the people who are there to make money on carbon trading, carbon exchange, carbon currency, Al Gore, Marie Strong, the usual cast of characters, people you've never really heard of or thought of, in order for them to, just like ISIS, just like anything else, to turn to the government, international organizations, the UN, please help us. What they have to do is say, do something, do anything. Hey, how would you like to do your fair share? Anything, anything to help that little baby polar bear. How would you like to pay just a little thing?
Yeah, just give Al Gore some money. Stay there, Lionel. I want to have you finish up on this. It's so ridiculous. We'll be back.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
traffic, listen to the radio. George Strait was singing, the shores of old Mexico.
Lionel is our guest, LionelMedia.com. I'm your host, Alex Jones, with InfoWars.com. Here in my stack, in fact, I found the article. Here it is. This is out of Chicago Tribune. Google severs ties with conservative group over climate stance. And it just basically said they won't do business with them or operate with them or do web platforms with them. Because, quote, no one questions that global warming and climate change is real. Google is breaking ties with the American Legislative Exchange Council, a prominent network of conservative state legislators that, among other projects, works to roll back laws that promote solar and wind power, the company's chairman said Monday. The decision marks a major victory for the campaign for environmentalists. And it just goes on. Censoring, not letting gun shops have bank accounts or things like this, is real draconian authoritarianism. You can say, well, Google's a private company, so is Microsoft. Let them do what they want. Okay, well, then if somebody doesn't like someone's sexual persuasion, are you not going to sell them a house and say, well, it's your free market right? The so-called left tried to pioneer, they claim, it was really Republicans, and I'm nonpartisan, that's just a fact, the Civil Rights Act and other things, so many issues where they're claiming they're trying to stop discrimination, but now there's a whole other level of it. And they say in the article, climate change denial will not be tolerated. Like they're saying it's Holocaust denial or something. That's pretty scary because, Lionel, I don't think anybody's denying there are a lot of serious environmental issues. I'd rather have those dealt with and covered. But paying a carbon tax to a few hundred rich guys and moving our jobs to India where they have, you know, dirty plants, or to Mexico, that's all this is a scam. No one can debate that.
See, but, you know, Alex, nobody is suggesting, and I'm not suggesting, that there is not some cyclical sun, solar-related warming or climate change. That's not the issue.
We're not even denying it. But if we wanted to, that's our right.
Right. Well, there was a guy named Galileo who wanted to deny the notion of a geocentric universe as well, and look what happened to him. Look, here's my challenge to the carbon taxes. If Al Gore signed something that said, I hereby believe so much in the notion of change, of this anthropogenic, man-made...
I'm going to sell my 10 mansions that are 20,000 square feet.
But I believe in this so much, I'm going to sign something disavowing any profit that I ever make from any kind of carbon exchange or carbon taxing. I am so, then I'll listen to him. If you do that, if you tell me that this is truly a belief that you have, that we've got to, you know, reel in and tamp down this belching of carbon, fine, I'm with you. But until he does that, what this is to get people into a religion, that this is something that everybody believes in, to make even those who question it to seem Luddite and stupid. And by the way, this is the vehicle of the professional left. You know, this is a country, Alex, that used to believe in this thing called 1984. I got to mention this to you. The other day, again in New York and around the country, people are standing in lines waiting so they can now take a GPS, forget the carcinogenic aspect of it, but this thing that they would just carry in their pocket. Now they're going to wear it as jewelry so that they can be tracked in a panopticon worldview 24/7 grid. Next, we're going to forget the biometrics. We're going to have RFID chips installed, and you and I are going to sit back and say, well, we told you so.
And Google contact lenses. Lionel, awesome. I want to get back up for a full hour next week to cover the waterfront. Thank you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3133.